WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
By the way, see our full 30 issues gallery, complete with cool infographics and lots of stuff at wnyc.org/issues. I'm joined now by Roger Steer, the corporate philosopher, at least that's how he's known in the UK, where he's based. He advises corporate clients on how to behave ethically, even while profit-seeking. And we'll ask him if that's a contradiction in terms. But why he's here today is his interest in applying what he's learned from business to elections and how our moral sense impacts our stance on issues. Welcome to New York and to WNYC, Roger Steer.
Brian, thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Before we get to voting, let's talk about how you map out ethics. You laid this out in your book, Ethicability, where you use three core types of ethical principles: the ethic of obedience, the ethic of care, and the ethic of reason. Can you give us a brief distinction between the three?
Yes, indeed. This is based on the way our brains work. Our brains are amazing organ, several hundred thousand years in evolution, if you believe in that. The ethic of obedience is driven by fear primarily. So we comply with the instructions of others because we fear the consequences. Sometimes we do it out of duty, but generally it's a fear-driven response. The ethic of care is our empathic drive. The fact is, the human species is an empathic species. We only survive beyond the day we're born because others care and look after us, and we do the same. And finally, the ethic of reason is our higher intellect, our logic, if you like. And the way we map the way people prefer to make moral decisions is, if you like, that helix of those three drivers operating together.
And you type people by which ethic takes precedence in their moral decision-making.
Yes, indeed. Our moral DNA profiling tool, which is a psychometric tool, measures people's preferences both in their personal lives and when they turn up in the workplace.
So, listeners, don't think too deeply. Make this a little bit of a blink test. When you hear Roger Steer describe the ethic of obedience and what that means, the ethic of care and the ethic of reason, which one made you sit up and think, oh, that's me? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. We'll put a few of you on the air and kind of use you as examples in a very respectful way, we promise, of these different ethics and how they shape our political values, not only our personal styles. 212-433-WNYC. Are you an ethic of obedience person, an ethic of care person, or an ethic of reason person? I would love to get one of each of you on the board at 212-433-9692. I guess the problem is going to be that very few people are going to admit to being ethic of obedience folks.
You're absolutely right. It's in a way least attractive, isn't it? But our research shows that many people will prefer that first. And sometimes the work we do makes that important. So if you're a cop or, you know, if you're in a high safety, high risk environment, you want people who follow the rules. Otherwise, other people are going to die.
And you've set up a special survey on your Moral DNA website specifically for U.S. voters to answer questions about their overall ethics and how they view some issues. And you've already had enough responses on your regular survey that you have some insight into American voting patterns and how they relate to these three ethics. Where do you start?
Well, it is absolutely fascinating. And what we do is we divide voters into liberals, centrists, and conservatives, but we also do the gender split. And our research is very clear that we're almost two distinct species when it comes to the way we make moral decisions. There is, of course, an overlap. So we look at liberal male and female voters, conservative male and female voters, and so on. And the standouts we've got already, with a 5,000 group already, which is 50% higher than most opinion polls, liberal voters are most strongly guided by the ethic of care. And you won't be surprised that conservative voters are most strongly guided by the ethic of reason and the ethic of obedience.
Any surprises in what you found? Because those sound pretty intuitive.
Absolutely. Now, the big surprise that we found, and we double-checked the figures, was that liberal female voters score lower on the ethic of care than centre and conservative female voters. And that is a real surprise for us. Generally speaking, conservatives do score much lower on the ethic of care, but it's the very low score on male conservative voters that brings the whole conservative vote down. And in fact, one of the highest scoring groups on all three is the conservative female voter. It really is about motherhood and apple pie, Brian. It's about traditional values.
So you can score high on all three? These aren't just opposed to each other?
No. You can score high on all three. And we're comparing people with our norm base of over 70,000 human beings in over 200 countries.
Let's put Evelyn in New City on the air. Evelyn, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, good morning.
Do you want to characterize yourself based on what you've heard of these different ethical styles?
I'm liberal.
And when you hear, Roger, do you want to bring some of the callers out through a series of questions?
Sure.
Do you want to interact?
Sure. So, Evelyn, you're a liberal. When I talked about the ethic of obedience, did that appeal to you or not?
Not.
Yeah. What about the ethic of care?
Yes.
Yeah. The ethic of reason?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of the two, ethic of care, ethic of reason, if I pushed you, would you put top?
Care.
Okay. You come out as an angel. We have six types. We give people six types. You're an angel. We have philosopher, judge, angel, teacher, guardian, and enforcer.
Evelyn, we knew you were an angel. Thank you for calling. But you don't mean angel in that complimentary way. That's a style description.
It's a style. Exactly. We didn't want to have any negative character types.
Because this isn't about judging people. This is about understanding people.
Yes, it's an observation. It's like looking in the mirror.
Let's take another call. Let's see if we can get Keith in Comac up. Keith, you're on the air.
Hi.
So how would you type yourself based on what you've heard so far?
Well, I think I'm more of a caring ethic. You know, I'm a firefighter. I'm an EMT. I'm a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, when I was in high school, you know, just first election, I was a McCain supporter, a little bit on the Republican side. I think now that I've grown up and been more into helping other people, I'm leaning more towards an Obama supporter.
Interesting. But being in emergency services, do you also have a bit of that obedient side that Roger was associating with? Military and other people in high-risk situations?
See, I can understand the obedience side, and I'm sure we've all got that, but I think I do it more from an aspect of caring, that I'm still going to look out for the other person.
Mm-hmm. That's still what motivates you.
Yeah, I think that's I can understand that completely, and it sounds really healthy to me. The problem with being too driven by obedience, and it's part of all of our makeup, is that when we have a situation where people simply follow orders and don't think about the impact of their actions on others, we call that a totalitarian state. And that's the challenge we have. Yes, we must, good people do obey the law unless the law itself is wrong.
Are there certain political issues on which these ethical styles come most into play?
Well, that's something we're looking to find out. So we're really keen for the American voter to go onto moraldna.org and take the profile. And I'll give you one example of one of the questions we're asking. This one, relevant to your earlier discussions about foreign policy. The question is, what priorities should U.S. foreign policy have? you can use each option only twice. So we ask people to rank them, and here are the options. One, protect the US from terrorism. Two, achieve sustainability of the planet's natural systems and its atmosphere. Three, advance US business and economic interests. Four, promote human rights abroad. And five, support the advancement of democracy globally.
So those are foreign policy values questions. It would get a little trickier, I guess, when you get into things like our 30 issues in 30 days topic for today, which is going to be the best means to economic growth.
Absolutely. And the philosopher in me would actually challenge the whole concept of economic growth, because any math graduate would tell you if you have something compound growth at 3%, the curve is unsustainable. And that's the challenge we all have, not just here in the US, but all over the world, is that, you know, can we have whatever we want? Is it a sustainable philosophy to believe that we can have whatever we want whenever we want it?
Well, we don't have time to pursue that further right now. But when the Planet Money guys come on after the news, we're going to see, and I'm live asking my producer on the air right now if we can pull that clip of what Roger just said about the unsustainability of the very concept of economic growth and replay it for them. But let's put another caller on the air. This is Elizabeth in Chester. Elizabeth, hi. You're on WNYC.
Good morning.
And you would characterize yourself from what you've heard so far as?
Definitely caring.
Wow, we've got lots of caring callers in today. What can I ask what it is you do, Elizabeth?
Well, I'm a grandmother, spending my day cooking up a storm to fill the freezer of my young granddaughter who's moving into her first apartment.
And Elizabeth, I'm going to leave it there, because I want to get some different folks on the air who are now calling up, because we did have at first a flurry of people who said they were care, functioners or whatever. But how about Eileen in Greenbrook? Eileen, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
And you would characterize yourself as governed by the ethic of obedience.
Yeah.
How come? What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you?
Well, at first it kind of didn't seem like me until he mentioned that it's not always out of fear that you're obedient, and I feel more like it's out of
duty.
More like out of duty, or maybe gratitude. Something more like that. That you're grateful for where you are, the position you're in, and the people who you're responsible to.
Mm-hmm.
That you're therefore obedient.
Roger.
Yeah, so what you're describing there is a moral value we also measure as part of the program, and the moral value is self-control, which we might mm-hmm. call temperance. So the question is it better for us to exercise self-control on our own behaviors or have other grown-ups tell us what to do?
Oh,
and it sounds to me
self-control.
Exactly. And what we're looking for is to build a society where all of us can exercise self-control. And that's incredibly relevant to the previous story around the Islamic rage over this film, that we do have freedom of speech, but perhaps we also have a moral duty to exercise self-control.
Thank you for your call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
How about on line six, Viola in Rego Park? We don't have much time left in the segment, but I want one reason caller on to be able to really articulate that. Viola, hi. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. Why did you respond to reason out of those three ethical styles?
I think because I'm a biologist, and so reason appeals to me, and I work off of that because that helps me be a more cooperative person, because I understand that I can't see all sides of a problem. So being able to listen carefully to others helps me be a much more kind of thoughtful and what I do, and much more productive.
Thank you so much. And Roger, it almost sounds like she was wrapping up care and obedience within her description of reason. She wants to cooperate with others, and she wants to be able to hear others and be compassionate.
Absolutely, and I really admire the way she did that, because that's the reality. In order to understand things, we pull them apart, but the reality is that they're all mixed together.
We'll have to leave it there. I've been speaking with Roger Steer, known as the corporate philosopher in the UK. But if you want to go further with this, you can take Roger Steer's ethical style survey at his website, moraldna.org, moraldna.org. And as it relates to voting and politics, you can just follow the links to the questionnaire for the 2012 U.S. election. It's fascinating. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brian, too.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.